Hi, I'm Dr. Danita Thomas Hagee, and I practice in St. Augustine, Florida, and I've been there since 1983. I went to Life Chiropractic College in Marietta, and I graduated in 1982. When I was a high school sophomore, a chiropractor came and talked to our class about chiropractic as a career. And what happened is, he said, this is about expressing your potential. This is about being all that you can be and helping other people be all that you can be. And something inside me turned on. And by me turning on, I knew that that was what I wanted to do with my life. I was 16 or 17 at the time, and it was such a blessing. I've come to know now, having practiced for 17 years, how few people are blessed with their labor of love, and that really is such an incredible blessing, to get to do what you love to do every day. I went to Life, and they had more opportunities than any other college on the planet at that time, and probably still, and I didn't get it. I left Life College having skipped myself. It was my own thing that I did. I skipped all the philosophy and came out having absolutely no clue what chiropractic was about. I thought it was about realigning vertebrae, and I had totally lost why I became a chiropractor. And I went to practice with Tom Pastirsky in South Florida and rediscovered why I had at 17 wanted to become a chiropractor, and started coming to DE and realized what an opportunity I had missed at Life College. And that's why I got involved with students, is because I wanted to reach the students that I could reach, to tell them to get it while they were in school, because it would save them millions of dollars and tons of heartache to get it and understand the philosophy and its importance while they're in school. Because after school, if you don't practice with somebody who's philosophically grounded, you have to go through a lot of hard knocks to discover it on your own. My official position was the International Chiropractors Association liaison. So I was the chairperson of that committee, and we coordinated all the ICA chapters on the campuses for the United States and Canada. And it was a wonderful experience. I met incredible people who are now chiropractors, and some incredible students that are just a part of the treasure of my life. So it was really a wonderful, wonderful experience. Well, I worked with Dr. Pastirsky for 9 months, and then I went for a long vacation, 9 weeks, all throughout the United States, looking for a place to set up my practice. And I kept comparing it to the town I grew up in, St. Augustine, and just couldn't find a single place anywhere that I traveled to compare. I kept saying, well, I want to be close to the ocean. So I ended up in the last place that I thought I would return, which was back to my hometown in St. Augustine. So we found an office space on September the 23rd, 1983, and I opened my practice on October the 13th, 1983. And we put up all the walls and hung the ceilings and did everything ourselves, hung the lead in the x-ray room. And I had patients starting to show up to start care while I was covered in paint. And, you know, my hands would be full of spackling dust, and I'd have paint in my hair. And people just started coming in. There was such a need in that area of town that we just paid our bills from the very first month. It's really, really... I wouldn't say easy, it's really simple to succeed in chiropractic. It's really hard to fail, to fall flat on your face. I am very proud of the fact that I started doing cash practice when it wasn't cool to do cash practice, when it was when insurance was still really, really fertile, lots and lots of insurance. I started seeing the writing on the wall from my teachers, Joe Felicia and J.J. Chartreuse, that insurance wasn't going to last, that cash was really the thing to do. So We started one by one, bit by bit, accepting fewer and fewer assignment cases. And then just one day we said, that's enough, no more insurance. And since 1987, we've been totally cash. Now, well, then probably 1991 or two, insurance started to dry up and they all started to come by the office and call and find out how I was doing what I was doing. And so that was really, really wonderful. And I'm so glad I did it. Or I wouldn't have ever had the energy or the time to do the fun things that I got to do with the students, because that whole insurance thing is so labor intensive. So it was really good. I would encourage anyone that, I think the most important part about being a good chiropractor is to be your own personal highest and best. I don't think that you can be the best trash collector or the best parent or the best chiropractor if you're not constantly working on yourself and continuing to solve the problems in your life. Not striving to be perfect, but working to be a better person every single day, every single moment of your life, working to do your highest and best and be your highest and best. Because if you're not a good example to your patients about what works in your life, then how can they believe that what you're saying for them to do is true? So it's important to be a principled person and to love your practice and love what you're doing in your own life so that you can have the practice of your dreams. And I encourage people to go for their dreams. Go do the things that make your heart sing and make your life worth living, and the practice will follow.